welcome the people to my show. So this episode we're going to talk about the neglect of men being abused in a relationship, and we're going to take it up a notch, divulge into it, get more perspective. I want to read an article about a man being abused in a relationship and how he deal with it, and he's crying out for help. And is that human rights organization do uphold or do have a safe space for men who are being abused in their relationship? Not by some, by physically, some by emotionally, some by mentally abuse. So we're going to look at that. And this article that I am about to read is stating that he was abused in his relationship, and it goes as to say that he was in an abusive relationship. One, she yelled and screamed at me. When she did not get her way, then she would criticize the way I look, the way I perform in bed, and say I am less than the average size, and say I was too poor to give her, too poor for her to build with her. When she calmed down, she would say that I should forgive her because she was bipolar, and during her episode she had no control over what she said. And so he replies, I was in an abusive relationship for 3 years, from low six form to the first year in college when I dropped out because of too much of this woman had messed up my mentality. I am such a better person now. New perspective on life. Was able to restart my studies after some years going through a gender course. I was able to identify that what I was experiencing was emotional abuse, and recognize how many men are suffering in silence. So he went on further to say that we always talk about the rights and freedom of gender issue, but no one is talking about a particular marginalized group, and that is men who are being abused. Often we are not hit, so there's no physical scar, but we still endure wounds from women who threaten our fertile masculinity. Masculinity with their harmful words, hurtful words. And the worst part about it is that they think they are doing nothing wrong. By apologizing and blaming their action on emotional issues, that they think it was okay. And he also went on further to say that I will have long moved past that girl. She moved on from me, and has homegirl found out found herself another man to focus her attention on. Dump me fast by email. Wow, like dump you by email. Wow. And by the time I could recover, I was in class talk She was in class talking on another guy who had become the center of her world while mine was crumbling. I'm sharing my story to say that men are victims of abuse too, and it is an issue that need broad public attention. Too many of us endure physical abuse too, and we do not talk about it or report it. Reported the least that we are seeing as weakening. Women have power in their tongues, and they use it to inflict hurt through insults that hit below the belt, which is true. Women really do use their tongue to inflict hurtful words on men, and it below the belt. As I read this article, there are many men in our society going through a lot of physical abuse, and we are just wondering, where are the human rights activists in this? Where are the social media uproar in men being physical abused? Time and time again, I say it on my Twitter page, majority of our men are marginalized, and the Jamaican do not care about us having feelings, or we should not be talking, we should not show our emotion and this and that. But women contribute to men being emotional abused, physically abused, stress also form of an abuse. They add a level to our stress level. As the article say, she never get what he wants, so she would yell at him, call him words, and make him feel very less than a man. And so it is, woman, need to stop it. It does not look good on you. So back to the article. It said there were known it would be hurt, and they fake the cries and put on a crying face as if they themselves are victim. Woman also manipulate man to be the blame victim. They are the victim, and as I said on my Twitter, I said woman do not like this word, this big word, accountability. Woman don't like it at all. Like them afraid of the word, like the word, when them see the word and run away from it, the word come like that, it's a mosquito to them. It's annoying. They do not know what that word is not in their vocabulary. They did not go to school to be accountable. They did not go, their mother teach them not to be accountable. I don't know, their parents, themselves, they do not want to be accountable, so they shy away from that word. And so as the victim said, they feel cry, they blaming the victim, becoming the victim, they support by society believe that their gender issues and rights belong to only one gender. And I've seen it time and time again, women are being like they believe that their right is way more important than your right or your voice in a relationship, and her opinion is important, and it does not work like that. But like how, and so I continue reading the article. So like, just like how we have victim violence against women prevention program, we also need to realize that the violence against men is also a huge problem, and whether physical or emotional abuse, does this is a problem that needs to require laws and support and backing. And so we feel comfortable reporting and talking about our experience, because when we are not because when we are not able to talk about it, what happened and get help. What happened and get help. All that does is leaving us a bunch of victims in our society who have not been able to get required help, therapy, to assist them with coping. And this is so true. I say violence against men is a topic that we need to have a conference for too, and will the abused men please sign up. So this person is Smith, is a second year communication student. As I send your feedback. And so basically this article really outlined the critical need that we men do need a level of support. Men do need support during abusive relationship. It's called domestic abuse relationship. No, whether it's physically, emotionally, stress levels, when women do not get their way, as it the article points out in say he met this girl from lower six, and now his first year in university, and then in first year in university, and then he was traumatized. He was literally traumatized. This woman is a bully. This woman to feel that it is her way or the highway, and nothing can stop her from protruding and inflicting her woman, her being aggressive towards her boyfriend. And I've seen time and time again in articles, women do not like accountability. There's a popular video on social media with our famous Jamaican artist, Skilly Boss or Skilly Boss, whatever name, and he was being abused by men, beating up and boxing and them something there. And I tweeted several times on my social media, saying if it was a woman being abused by a man, the whole social media was interrupted, would be interrupted, high, would be angry. But when it's an artist, a male, he beaten, it's another day, it's another day wonder, it's a 9-day wonder. And I'm saying to say that Jamaicans do not value our men and our boys in our society. And it goes back to the relationship, the upbringing that a woman faces. So she maybe in this article, his girlfriend was also a victim, and she put up this defense and mechanism to find out, to say yes, I need to take charge. I don't want another man to take abuse of me. So instead of me becoming the victim, I becoming the abuser, and she has the power. So you have to understand, people just don't act and react to certain things. They have to do something, or you have to do something, or their trauma, their childhood trauma has to grudge them to do something to make them feel. They put a mechanism, a defense mechanism, a hurtful mechanism towards this individual or towards this man. And based on the background, you have to find out why people do things. Yeah, there's always a reason why people do things. So when people comment on social media and comment on statements and say, this, that, really, boof, papa, really, tea, you have to wonder and read it with a thin line and decode their message and interpret from different angles. Because once you're a linguistic, or once you are some knowledge of the communication and pattern, you have to wonder, they it is something, what happened? So I would say is maybe a case that she was a victim of being abused in a relationship, and no comment succumbs. She are how she brought up and succumbed. She infiltrated this Dickhead mechanism to be abusive to her. Also, daddy spoiler. You're gonna have a spoiled child. Daddy spoiler, anything she wants, she gets. And that is another reason to anything she wants, she gets. If she don't get it, she gets upset and angry and be violent and be vulgar. And you have to wonder if she did not be spoiled and angry at this way and be accepted that it's not everything you're going to get in life. And she's trying to find somebody to inflict that pain onto them. As the article said, the woman's tongue is the most powerful weapon to a man's. A woman can tell you the most hurtful thing, and you sit and you wonder, why would you say these hurtful things towards me? Because they feel like they have this level of tendency that I'm the boss and anything goes, and it's a dynamic and the relationship. So as the person said, more articles, more conference, human rights activists need to speak out against this. Men are being in an abusive relationship, not by just physically but emotional abuse, mentally abuse as well, and be traumatized by the way you treat somebody. Because if you want to treat somebody a particular way, you're going to treat them that way. But at the end of the day, they become the victim. And also, what sparked me in the articles as well, it said that women also become also play the victim role. So you're abusing me, all right? You're bullying me. You're calling me name. You're discriminating me. And all of them something there, and you're saying I'm worthless, I'm less than a man, I'm not good in bed, this and that, and feel less and feel drawn down, tearing down, crabbing the barrel mentality, and the victim play and the crying and say that, oh, you're bipolar and this and that. To say that woman needs help as well, because she may be going through trauma, childhood experience, and therapy is also needed for her, but also needed for you as well as an individual, because you're being traumatized by that, and it also affects your relationship with other women because you remember the trauma and the triggers that she has inflicted on you, affecting other relationship with other women. Because as I'm saying, her people hurt people. She's hurting by her trauma, childhood experience. When you inflicted on that hurt, you are demeaning and soft and all of them. So, I mean, they call you soft and they this and that. And you instead of you becoming the victim, you become you have a defense mechanism against another woman or another man. So you become the abuser. So it's a pattern, a generational pattern and generational curse. So men need to know the red flag in abusive relationship. The way they talk to you, the way they say that you're something, your size is smaller, and you're not good in bed, this and that, very titty, and so it affects you. The hurtful things that they say, they speak to another man in a relationship, hugged up and all of them, something they, and they know the thing that trigger you off as well, and also the thing that you become victim. So women need to be accountable. Women need to stop being manipulated towards men and becoming the victim. And we need more human rights activists and conference of violence against men in abusive relationship. And that's my show, and I'm your host, Boss Overfrific. Follow me on all social at the Double Trouble Drama Show.